You will now hear Text 1 for the first time.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Health in Depth for 2018. In this series of podcasts, we will be discussing modern health issues. Today's story focuses on the booming healthcare industry in Australia and globally. Australia's largest employment growth in the last 15 years has been in the healthcare sector, and this expansion shows no sign of slowing down. As the nation becomes increasingly wealthy, Australians can afford to spend more of their income on healthcare. And as medical science advances, more products, services, and treatments are becoming available for us to purchase. An ageing population is increasing our demand on health services. This growth in the health industry has several positive impacts in Australia. Firstly, it employs more and more workers who have high-level educational qualifications. Secondly, more money is being spent on building hospitals because people always support the need for better public healthcare. Thirdly, more businesses are coming into the market to provide medical services ranging from pharmaceuticals to medical diagnostic equipment. This thriving healthcare trend is occurring around the world, with wealth levels and life expectancy increasing in emerging economies such as India. It is clear that in the future, enormous numbers of healthcare workers will be required globally to meet this demand. Some estimates suggest that by the year 2030, there will be 663 million people employed in the healthcare industry and 86 million people employed in the aged care industry. For Australia, this probable expansion presents a major opportunity for economic growth. Australia is ranked approximately sixth in the world for healthcare efficiency, with an exceptionally high level of medical expertise and cutting-edge medical research in its universities and medical businesses. The government could encourage more trade in health-related products and services, which will contribute to the country's economic growth. Healthcare in Australia has been growing at twice the rate of the rest of the Australian economy. Therefore, the government needs to continue to attract and retain the best employees for this sector. It also needs to continue to fund research that focuses on developing cures for common health issues. All in all, the healthcare industry is flourishing and will provide major opportunities for the Australian economy as long as we act now. Is there more to be done? Yes, there is, by responding positively to change and providing compassionate care to those who need it most, Australia could be at the forefront of an exciting new era of healthcare services. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback on tonight's podcast, please go to the Health in Depth website where you can leave your comments.
You will now hear text one for the second time.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Health in Depth for 2018. In this series of podcasts, we will be discussing modern health issues. Today's story focuses on the booming healthcare industry in Australia and globally. Australia's largest employment growth in the last 15 years has been in the healthcare sector, and this expansion shows no sign of slowing down. As the nation becomes increasingly wealthy, Australians can afford to spend more of their income on healthcare. And as medical science advances, more products, services, and treatments are becoming available for us to purchase. An aging population is increasing our demand on health services. This growth in the health industry has several positive impacts in Australia. Firstly, it employs more and more workers who have high-level educational qualifications. Secondly, more money is being spent on building hospitals because people always support the need for better public health care. Thirdly, more businesses are coming into the market to provide medical services ranging from pharmaceuticals to medical diagnostic equipment. This thriving healthcare trend is occurring around the world, with wealth levels and life expectancy increasing in emerging economies such as India. It is clear that in the future, enormous numbers of healthcare workers will be required globally to meet this demand. Some estimates suggest that by the year 2030, there will be 663 million people employed in the healthcare industry and 86 million people employed in the aged care industry. For Australia, this probable expansion presents a major opportunity for economic growth. Australia is ranked approximately sixth in the world for healthcare efficiency, with an exceptionally high level of medical expertise and cutting-edge medical research in its universities and medical businesses. The government could encourage more trade in health-related products and services, which will contribute to the country's economic growth. Healthcare in Australia has been growing at twice the rate of the rest of the Australian economy. Therefore, the government needs to continue to attract and retain the best employees for this sector. It also needs to continue to fund research that focuses on developing cures for common health issues. All in all, the healthcare industry is flourishing and will provide major opportunities for the Australian economy as long as we act now. Is there more to be done? Yes, there is. By responding positively to change and providing compassionate care to those who need it most, Australia could be at the forefront of an exciting new era of healthcare services. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback on tonight's podcast, please go to the Health in Depth website where you can leave your comments.
You now have 10 minutes in which to complete your answers.